And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
That song that we just sang, His Eye Is on the Sparrow. And I remember many years ago, as some of you might remember, that song would often be sung at the Billy Graham Crusades. And it was normally sung by a woman named Ethel Waters. The words, "Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely, away from heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me." And then the refrain, "I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me." And Ethel Waters would always end this song by singing, "And I know He watches we, all of us." This morning's text is from the Gospel reading, this 10th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And Matthew chapter 10 is that section of Scripture where Jesus sends out the 12 disciples on their great commission. He says to them, "Do not go among the Gentiles or any town of the Samaritans." And you'll recall how the Jews were to be the first priority. "Do not go among the Gentiles or any town of the Samaritans. As you go, preach the message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. And whatever town or village you enter, search for some worthy person there and stay at his house until you leave. And as you enter the house, give it your greeting. And if anyone will not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town." And then a little bit later in this section of Scripture, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid." And then he says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father." And then our text, Matthew chapter 10, verse 30, "Even the hairs of your head are all numbered." Now, I remember many years ago when I went on vicarage. In fact, it's been over 45 years now. It's hard to believe it's been that long. I vicared in Enid, Oklahoma. And my vicarage supervisor was Pastor Kenneth Wade. Great guy. And he and I were coming out of the church building one day, and I believe we were on our way to a pastor's conference, and he was just loaded down in both arms with folders and books. And I remember he always wore a hat when we were outside. And I remember holding the door open as he made his way outside. And then all of a sudden, one of those Oklahoma winds kicked in, and off went his hat and off went his head. Or so I thought. He was bald-headed. And I stood there with my mouth gaping open, and he said, "Oh, you didn't know I wore a toupee." And I just looked at him and shook my head and said, "Uh-uh." And we used to have Saturday evening worship services for those that had to work on Sunday mornings. And I remember Pastor Wade preaching on this text, Matthew 10, verse 30. "Even the hairs of your head are all numbered." And I remember thinking, yeah, right. And you think of all the heads in the world today, 8.5 billion people, and then the number of hairs on each head. "Don't be afraid," says Jesus. "Even the hairs of your head are numbered. God knows all about you." And these words are not just spoken to the 12 disciples. They're spoken to you and me. And that should give us great comfort and peace as we go out to serve as his disciples today. "Do not be afraid. I will be with you." Mighty man Moses, we're not sure, but Moses seemed to have had some difficulty in speaking as he said, "Lord, I can't go. I cannot speak." And the Lord said to Moses, "I will send Aaron, your brother, with you." And the Lord also said, "And I myself will be with you." And Jeremiah balked about going forth as a prophet. He said, "Ah, sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child." And God said to Jeremiah, "Do not say I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid." And again God said, "I will be with you and rescue you." Rather than focusing on the problem or the concern, to focus on the Lord and His promises. "For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I have called you by name. You belong to me. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Cast all of your anxiety on Him," says the Bible, "because He cares for you." Now, you may be in good hands with Allstate, but you're in better hands, you're in the best hands, when the hands of Him who created you and in the hands of Him who bore the nails for you are holding you. "When I asked Jesus how much He loved me, He spread forth His arms and died. But He didn't stay dead. He's alive at this moment and stands ready to come back again. And yet, until that time comes, you and I have much to do. As the Bible says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." And just as Jesus commissioned His disciples, so He has commissioned you and me to be His disciples today, to go out into His vineyard, to go out into the field, to work while it is day. This is your hour, for you will never pass this way again. Make the most of the time that the Lord has given you, and may you have peace and joy as you live in the assurance that He is with you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
So why should I feel discouraged? Or why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely, away from heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He? For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. So I sing because I'm happy. Oh yes, I sing. That He
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.